Hello, this 5 minutes of the prophetess, the word of God, episode 183, and we're going to our golden scriptures, which is Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12 and then James 1:22. So come on, say it along with me. By this time you should be able to. You've been listening to me for 183 times. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. That is Hebrews 4:12. And then we box it up with James 1:22. But be you doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. And I always add that you will not walk in self-delusion. I say that over your life. You'll be one who hear the word, who read the word, study the word, memorize scripture. But above all, you will be a doer of the word. Whatever the word says, that is what you will do. Hallelujah. So in the previous episode, I was talking about how the one who looks at himself in the mirror and then he sees his natural face in the mirror. And we're looking at the mirror of the word. As King James says, the glass that I said is really a mirror. You're looking at yourself in the mirror of the word. That is James 1:21-25. So I want to read it. The same scripture in the New Living Translation. It makes it so simple. So I told you about how you should use other translations when you are reading a scripture. Okay, we've done that already. We've read the same scripture in other translations and found out that, oh, there was a certain twist to it and that it was not as we thought it was. Okay. He giveth his beloved sleep, if you remember. So New Living Translation says, so get rid of all the filth and evil in your lives, James 1:21-25, and humbly accept the word God has planted in your hearts, for it has the power to save your souls. But don't just listen to God's word. You must do what it says. Otherwise, you are only fooling yourselves. For if you listen to the word and don't obey it, it's like glancing at your face in a mirror. You see yourself, walk away, and forget what you look like. That is what we are. An Amplified Classic says the same thing. He says, for he thoughtfully observes himself and then goes off and promptly forgets what he was like. So that is the point we are on now, that there are people who forget what they look like. My father has written a book on those who forget. They forget what they look like. You forget what you look like. So I said to you that I've seen a picture of a cat that was looking into a mirror. But this mirror was special because the cat was in the mirror. It was a tiger. It was, you know, tiger and cat are part of a family, but it was of a different type. So there's a mild cat sitting before a mirror, but the mirror says, you are a tiger. You are a tiger. So that is what it is, that when the born again believer, the man with the recreated spirit, the man who is a new creation, when he looks into the mirror of the word, what would you see? You say he observes himself. You see that because we're talking about spiritual thing, not the physical mirror. So definitely it's not just about seeing the shape of your head, the color of your eyes. That is not what you're talking about. We're talking about it in a spiritual sense, that your recreated spirit will see you will see yourself in the mirror. You will see your spirit in the mirror. Listen, it's only the word of God that is able to take a picture of how your spirit looks like. Nothing else in this world. If I say, how do you look like in the spirit? Have you ever seen your spirit before? No, you've not seen your spirit before. But when you look into the word of God, you see who you are. You see who you are. But if you forget, when you leave the Bible, you forget. And some people will even tell, you know, you maybe somebody is on your case. The person is your supervisor, your boss, somebody, a colleague at work, people that you work with, they're giving you so much trouble. And then sometimes, you know, these troubles and these things, they irritate you so much that you forget who you are in Christ. And then one day you say, you see, these people think I'm a fool. I am going to show them. I'm going to show them my other side. Which other side? Which other side? Tell me, which other side? There is no other side, no other side. Who are you? You are a man in Christ Jesus. You are the born again believer. You are the recreated man. You are the body of Christ. You are the same life that Jesus has. You have the same spirit. This, you are one spirit with him. You know, you are not two. You are one spirit with him. So which other side? Which other side? So this is supposed to help you to see who you are. That when you approach the word, you are seeing who you are in Christ Jesus. You are seeing what he has made of you. And then you keep to it. You don't forget who you are. When you forget it, then you are not able to be a doer of the word, but then you're just a hearer. But I see you as a doer of the word. You're so blessed, blessed, blessed. Bye.